This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we go, and away we go! Hunga-bunga. You know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Tell-A-Joke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes, and you go back to, you know, this is, people have been joking for 4,000 years. There are lots of, the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of, one of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does and I love him is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Settle down, cowgirl.
That's cute. That's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock knock?
Who's the knock knock who?
No, just knock knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we go down. But anyway.
The point I have one for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten it up a little.
That just happened.
Yeah. No, don't forget it because it was silly. It's so, laughter, among all the things that are expressive in our beings, laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a, kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particular. She doesn't think. That's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, you know, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most profound, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to, the only way to get a good laugh is for them to be crude. But they're,
there is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is not my cup of tea.
Nope. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, L-A-V-A-U-G-H-N, Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, L-A-V-A-U-G-H-N, Robinson is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes her think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She's in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's all. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it. But it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick's was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird, weird,
it's
weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, like the blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just, it's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you'd recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
We're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just, I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around, the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff now. It's 48 after the hour. Checking out the good news. Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months. This, whatever they have put into the medication, it apparently triggers cells of long spindly parts where the nerves may be severed. They regenerate themselves.
This is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these treatments so far, they're showing well, and I'm sure that human trials will be next.
Have you ever known anybody? I've known people that have broken their backs, broken their necks in skiing accidents, for example, car accidents, that sort of stuff, falling off of ladders.
Yeah.
And the rehab is really awful. Sometimes people have broken their necks. You know, you think when somebody breaks their neck, hey, you're going to die because your neck, you know, is only the size of a quarter, and all the stuff that goes from your brain to the rest of your body travels around your neck. So if that's miscombobulated, kind of like curtains, and I think it used to be that way. You know, they say if you ever break your neck, well, how do you know you've broken your neck? I guess is the question. But then if you do, you just don't move at all. Just stay still.
And sometimes it could be something that isn't a full-on break, and if you do move, then it could cause that even more. That's why they always say don't always move people if there is a victim of like a bad car accident or something, and just let medical help arrive. And that's why they always put that brace on you before they move you onto the stretcher to get you into the ambulance.
Keep you straight. Neural transmissions are the focus here. It's being done at the Imperial College in London, where they do a lot of this kind of research. And it is very important because there's a lot of spine cord injury in the world, and there's no cure really for it. So, you know, this is a way you have to have those electrical signals going from your brain to your body. That's when they don't, when you don't have the electrical impulses, that's when you get paralyzed. Or you are, the definition of being paralyzed is you're not getting any signals to help your body, as you've noticed probably, hopefully over the years when you have taken a good course in biology. You don't, when you're walking, do you think to yourself, wait a minute, now I have to put my left foot first, and then I put my right foot first?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't think of that.
You go
when you're going
to
eat your food, you have a fork in your hand, and your fork miraculously carries food to your mouth. You don't think about that, right? Well, if you don't have...
Subconsciously, at least, yeah.
No, right, exactly, yeah. Subconsciously, obviously, your brain is telling your hand to move, so you put the food in your mouth. But that's... When you get a spinal cord gap and there's no connection, you don't have any of that stuff. 300,000 people a year living with spinal cord injuries. Good Lord. Well, that's good. There's some good news, right?
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934. I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book. He's written a number of books called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it. I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. I've got a llama, say that half quickly, a llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to have been experienced with
that. Yeah, I went hiking with that. Years ago, it was very, very popular to go hiking with a llama or an alpaca. And it
really?
Was found to be very, very relaxing.
Yeah.
Stress
great
and anxiety. Llamas are, they're just so, camels are like that too, but in a large variety.
Cows
it's
can
so
be.
Mellow.
Yeah. Cows can
You know
be
what, mellow. Doug? Any animal can be. A raccoon can be. You know, I guess any animal can make
a raccoon. A raccoon. A porcupine. How about a porcupine as a therapy animal? Okay.
There you go.
All right. 855-999 Doug is being used by people for all sorts of things, including this fellow listening who wants to have his way with you in a manner of speaking.
You have the pet doctor on right now, and I have a cat that has claws at my couch, underneath the couch, my bed frame, everywhere, and I've done everything from a water gun, everything. How do I stop this cat from clawing my furniture when it has claw toys?
All right.
first
yeah,
thing
I
mean, to
it do, does
do.
Yeah.
I use a water gun. I tried to stop the cat. Have you ever taken the time to figure out maybe why the cat is scratching? Maybe the cat is bored. Cats are nomadic by nature. Here's what I recommend. Number one, you can go out and spend $100 on a scratching post. The cat has no idea how much you spent on it. Bring in a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket. It's like you hit the lottery. I would recommend that every day, every other day, hit the supermarket, bring in cardboard boxes, be creative, make a condo, put one on top of the other. The reason for that is, again, as I said, they're nomadic. By bringing in boxes every day, every box, every bag smells different, you can get the cat over there. Now, in terms of the scratching specifically, it's not scratching to get you aggravated. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so very often they're marking territory with their paws. You want to stop it? Here's a quick sample. Easy to do. Go to the supermarket. Go to a hardware store, hit Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever you want to do, pick up some double stick tape. Put the double stick tape in the area where the cat is scratching. It's like kitty flypaper. He'll get the idea, and I promise you can have your couch once again. But remember, keeping them mentally stimulated by rotating their toys is really, really critical, and keeping their nails trimmed.
There you go. Aren't you glad you called, madam? Thank you. 855-999-DOUG. Anytime you have a question for any of the people on the program, especially Warren, help yourself. This is National Foster a Pet Month. How will that see the light of day, Warren?
You know, it's so amazing that there are so many dogs at shelters that are killed every year, and it's not killed for any other reason than overcrowding. By people fostering dogs, a couple of things happen. Number one, they get them out of the shelter. Number two, they socialize and expose them to things they're going to be exposed to on a regular basis, and generally makes it a whole lot easier for them to find a home. The problem is most people that foster pets wind up as foster failures. They wind up adopting the dog or cat. But it's a great thing to do. If you're a senior citizen, if you're retired, and you don't have a pet, and you want to get some time for yourself and have a great time and make yourself feel better, maybe fostering a dog or cat from a local shelter or rescue is definitely the thing to do. It's so much easier to find a home for a dog or cat if they've been socialized rather than put into a shelter where it takes them a while to decompress once they get out.
There is such a thing as International Cat Day. I was thinking about that with regard to what you said, or what that lady's question was. The cat early on in Egypt was worshipped as a god. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Cats, right?
They mummified the cats and buried them with the people that owned them.
Right, exactly. I think Cleopatra has a cat buried with her, as a matter of fact. So anyway, after the dynasty collapsed, cats were popular everywhere. They were exclusive to the royal family. And then, you know, they became a part of everything.
By the way, quickly, meow, yes. Meow. The word meow means cat in German and in Egyptian. Meow.
Really?
Not
meow.
M-A-U.
Yeah.
Meow.
How do I do as a cat?
Meow. Better as a cow.
Moo. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his website, thepetshow.com. Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time, couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As the death toll of Americans in Hamas' murderous rampage rises to 30, President Biden says the reoccupation of Gaza by Israel would be a big mistake. Biden said he believes Hamas needs to be eliminated entirely, but that there is a need for a Palestinian authority. Biden is considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After being rushed to a bomb shelter in Tel Aviv, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's learned what Israelis have to go through. His delegation went to Israel over the weekend. The delegation included Schumer, Senators Bill Cassidy, Jackie Rosen, Mark Kelly, and Mitt Romney. They're in Israel meeting with government leaders and local families. He reiterated that the United States needs to provide Israel with the support required to defend itself. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. And these gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
Cause no, no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go with Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last, week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story, I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. That doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big gun? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did.
She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did.
Exactly.
So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open. I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson, doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always have a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's
oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People are watching, impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program with Nick Miles, the host expert on OurAutoExpert.com's website. A number of things that affect your ability to buy a car, to run a car. A couple of things regarding the auto workers' strike. Looks like it's getting heavier and worse. What's the scuttlebutt on this as to when there will be some resolve? I think you said to us last week that the auto dealer, the auto manufacturers don't care because they got a 90-day supply of cars. So is that still the prevailing thinking?
Yeah, and I think the cars that they have sitting on dealer lots, Doug, are the cars that they want to get rid of. And so they're more than happy for people to choose what they don't want. You know, again, the classic situation, every time we talk, it's the buyer that suffers every time.
Right.
So.
Right.
They're holding out. Everybody's holding out. And one or the other could push really hard and probably get this resolved. But they're quite comfortable where they're at.
Isn't that interesting? I put you on. You went to Korea this week. A close friend of mine, I put the two of you together. You didn't get together, as it turned out. One of the things that was on his mind when he went over there is the number of electric vehicles that they're pushing on the dealers and something that he'd done. Did I tell you this last week? He's got 29 dealerships, and he had at 4 or 5 of the stores, they had more electric vehicles than they, you know, because the companies just keep sending them to him, and they're not selling here.
Yeah.
So he put them on, he put 6 cars from 6 dealerships on 6 trucks and sent them to California to be sold out there. They made a deal with some dealers out there because the electric cars are selling out there. They're not selling here, but I thought that was kind of interesting. They just put them on a bunch of trucks and send them to California. Here, you sell them.
It's super interesting how certain parts of the country are really interested in certain cars and other parts of the country are not. You know, they sell the big luxury SUVs everywhere but New York. Yep. You would think with all the limo services they would, but no, yeah. No, New York.
The negotiations with the auto workers, as we were talking, seems to be in part a focus on electric vehicles and also the concerns about AI. They have proposed a, 40% increase. The average worker, by the way, now, for those of you who don't know, the plant wages average $32 an hour. So,
yeah. And some making like $70 an hour. Yeah. Some work a lot less than that. The difficulty is with electric cars is they take very few people to put together. A lot of stuff like the battery, there's not much, it's not so many moving parts, Doug, and the union's worried that they're going to end up with less people in the factories, which means less members, which means they have less of a work bring out on strike. So then there's sort of valid concerns, but you can't stop things moving forward, whether they're moving forward in the right way or the wrong way. That ends up, the consumer always wins. So let's see what happens. 20 years, let's have this discussion again.
All right. So let's talk about what will happen as has happened during COVID. The used car market got really hot, and the prices of used cars sort of varied. They're going up and down now over much of our country, and the closer apparently you get to Canada, the better the deal. Why would that be?
Well, a lot of those dealers on the Canadian border actually have access to cars to come over the border. And it's good sometimes, it's not others. I brought a vehicle into the United States from Canada, and of course they favor kilometers an hour, the odometer's in kilometers an hour, so you have to change that, you have to be aware of that when you drive it. But these cars are interchangeable a lot of times with the new electronic dashes. You can actually just hit a button and move it from miles an hour to kilometers an hour, or vice versa. The older cars, where they have physical odometers, you can't do that so much. But if you live near Canada, cars are actually cheaper. So Michigan, anywhere along the border, cars are cheaper because they're coming in from Canada. And Canada has a whole different ecosystem when it comes to automotive sales.
Yeah. It blew my mind this week on ourautoexpert.com, the story about buying engines from Walmart. I can't begin. I mean, it's like buying them from eBay or Amazon, I guess. Then you buy the engine, okay, then what do you do?
I mean, if you're savvy enough to install it yourself, great. But the funny thing is, Walmart has always sold very strange stuff. And being able to buy a crate engine from Walmart and then use their returns policy seems strange, and you can't actually do that anywhere else in the automotive industry. It's just funny, you can sit there with and buy a $25,000 engine. Make any sense?
Yeah, and then you take the piece of the old one and send it back. But you can buy an engine and a transmission from Walmart. Yeah. My God. Ay. All right, well, it's always a story to be told here. Nick Miles, fabulous expert, ourautoexpert.com. What a great website. Happy to have you here on the program. Now 59 after on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.